Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 157.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The Sergeant of Arms will please close the doors. Members and visitors will please silence all electronic devices. The prayer today will be offered by Representative Penny. Members and visitors in the gallery will please stand for the prayer and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Representative Penny.
I'm going to read from the Old Testament book of Lamentations, very familiar scripture and one of my favorite scriptures. It says in the third chapter, starting at verse 21, "This I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. Through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore I hope in Him. The Lord is good to those who wait for Him, the soul who seeks Him. It is good that one should hope and wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord." Let us pray. You're an awesome God, and we thank you, Father, as we arise each and every day and we see the sun rising in the eastern sky. We know this is a new day, a day you have provided, a day you will guide us. Help us to lean on your thoughts, what you would have us to do, rather than the paths that sometimes we choose to do. That would be my prayer for this General Assembly, that each day as we start, that we would spend time in prayer, we would ask for your guidance, and we would ask for your wisdom. And then decisions we make would be those that would be beneficial to the great state of North Carolina. And we'd be careful to give you praise, honor, and glory in the powerful name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Representative White is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for November 15th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative White moves that the journal for November 15th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed say no. The ayes have it, and the journal is approved as written. Messages from the Senate, the clerk will read.
Special message from the Senate. Mr. Speaker, it is ordered that a message be sent to the House of Representatives with the information that the Senate adopts the report of conferees for Senate Bill 308, Conference Committee Substitute, a bill to be entitled an Act to Prevent Delay in Assurance of Temporary Certificates Occupancy and to Clarify Electric Wiring Requirement References and to Modify for One or Two Family Dwelling Residential Development Fire Apparatus Access Road Requirements. When the appropriate action has been taken by both chambers, the bill will be ordered and rolled. Respectfully, Sarah Holland.
Noted. Members, upon the motion of Representative Charles Miller from Brunswick County, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to Annette and Veronica Brindle and Harriet Bivell. If you're in the gallery, please stand to be recognized. Members, the following members are appointed as conferees for Senate Bill 329. Representative Brody, Chair. Representative Hannick, Representative Farkas. Also, the following members are appointed as conferees for House Bill 165. Representative Sain, Representative Destin Hall. Notices and announcements. Representative White is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House to now adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, November 17th at 3:30, subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative White, seconded by Representative Penny, moves that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, November 17th at 3:30 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, please say no. The ayes have it, and the House now stands adjourned.
Representative John Bell sends forth a conference report. The clerk will read.
Conference report, House Bill 91. The conferees appointed to resolve the differences between the Senate and the House of Representatives on House Bill 91, a bill to be entitled an act to restructure oversight of public high school interscholastic athletic activities to ensure accountability and fair play. Senate Education, Higher Education Committee substitute adopted 7/21/2021. Senate Finance Committee substitute adopted 7/22/2021. Senate Education, Higher Education Committee substitute adopted August 26, 2021, 7th edition, engrossed 9/8/2021, submit the following report. The conferees recommend that the Senate and the House of Representatives adopt this report. Date, conferees approved report, November 16, 2021. Conferees for the Senate. Senator Sawyer, Chair. Senators McInnes, Johnson, Fouché. Conferees for the House of Representatives. Representative Bell, Chair, Representatives Torbett and Gill.
The conference report will be calendared 44D for tomorrow, Wednesday, November 17th.